You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
This is indeed the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, for the political cesspool. We're talking about February the 27th, 2016. Sam Bushman anchoring the broadcast from studio while James Edwards is in Memphis, Tennessee at an airport hangar. He's at the Donald Trump rally. It's live. It's packed to the gills. James, welcome.
Sam, this is a live broadcast the likes of which our audience should never forget. As I speak to you right now, I am about 20 feet away from Donald Trump. We are in the middle of this sea of people, and the atmosphere is absolutely incredible. So in case it's been lost upon those tuned in around the world this evening, we are broadcasting live from a Donald Trump rally right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Super Tuesday is only 3 days away. You know, last week's show was pretty good. We were on the air when the South Carolina returns came in. We were offering live coverage of the results in real time. But tonight, to be able to broadcast the show from a rally, you may be able to hear Trump in the background right now. That is something that is unprecedented. And this crowd, this atmosphere, Sam, is absolutely electric. I don't know if I've ever been a part of anything like this.
Now, tell me about the room. You're in a big airport hangar. The place is huge, and all you see is nothing but people.
I can't see where the people, well, I guess I can see where they begin because it's at the podium where Trump is, but I cannot see where they end. They may be going outside the hangar. We're actually in Millington, Tennessee, just a few miles north of Memphis, and it's a big Navy town. The naval base for Millington is just about a mile away from where I'm sitting at this moment, and we are in a huge concrete hangar. It looks like a bunker that might have been built in the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis or something. But this crowd, you know, Sam, I got here at 1:30 today, about 4.5 hours before the event was to begin. Trump went on at just before 6 o'clock Central Time, so about 15 minutes ago. And they were already out tailgating. It looked like a college football game you were going to. Vendors hawking T-shirts and merchandise. They had a concession stand where you could buy the Make America Great Again hamburger, made with 100% American beef, 100% American cheese, or you could get the Cruise burger that featured Canadian bacon.
Woo! You gotta love it.
I say this not in a demeaning way, but there is a circus-like atmosphere here in the best possible way. These people are real Americans, and I have had the opportunity to talk with a lot of people. I had to get here so early to set up and to get in. But I just wish everybody listening tonight and everybody that will listen, can y'all hear that? Can you hear the crowd? I wish everybody...
We can barely hear the crowd because of the full noise quieting on the cell phone, ladies and gentlemen. We normally have broadcast gear, but James, it's so packed, he didn't have any place he could really set up radio gear. So he's just live. He's close to Trump because he has some special positioning to be there and everything else. But the key is it's just on a cell phone, so you can't hear the crowd. But what you can do, James, is tell everybody, what is Trump telling the crowd?
I say that again, Sam. Y'all may not be able to hear it, but this crowd is deafening. What was the question?
What is Trump telling the crowd?
Well, I'll tell you. It's his patented stump speech, which you really can't get enough of. Just a moment ago when the crowd got so loud, he came with his stock insult towards Mexico about them building the wall, and the crowd chanted, he asked who's going to pay it. The crowd chanted in unison, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. And then he did the routine where if Mexico says they're not going to build a wall, every time they say that, I get 10 feet taller, and the crowd just, you know, the ground shook underneath my feet. So I just wish everybody tuning in tonight, everybody who will listen to this in the broadcast archives after the fact, to be here with me now. And let me tell you something, folks. A lot of political festival fans here tonight. I've been pulled aside about a half a dozen different times, people who recognize me, and were showing their support. So there is a contingent of our audience here with this massive crowd as well.
Now, the Bombardier and Keith Alexander, they're both in the crowd too, right?
They are here. They're a little bit behind me. There is a protester now. A protester. You can hear the crowd booing. A protester has just come in.
All right, James, if you'd be really quiet.
Get him out.
If you'd be really quiet, we could probably hear. Be really quiet, James.
All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
All right, go ahead and explain. I let everybody hear the crowd the best I could, James. Go ahead, sir.
We had a protester here with the crowd with a sign that says, "Make America Hate Again." And somebody took the sign from him and tore it into shreds.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Live action on the floor. What did Trump do? Did he participate in the ruckus?
He said we need to get this guy out of here. Get this guy out of here. I guess in a way inviting the crowd to help remove this gentleman. And he is saying this will be the only thing you hear about in the press tomorrow. What he's saying right now is this is the only thing you will hear about in the press tomorrow is that this guy was here. You want to hear about all the great people. You won't hear about making America great again. You will only hear that there was one protester out of 15,000 people who tried to cause an uproar.
Now, what do you think in terms of the number of people?
Get him out. And it looks as though the crowd is accommodating Trump's wishes. This is incredible live radio, ladies and gentlemen. And the press is just all around me right now trying to get a glimpse of what's going on as we broadcast live on the radio tonight.
Now, James, I understand the protester. Did he get removed then?
I can't see. I can't see because of the people and where I'm situated. And of course, it's like a giant sardine can in here. There's no room to move. It's just a wall-to-wall humanity. And so there's no way I can move to see what's happening. But I do not see him right now, I can tell you that.
All right. Now, what about the amount of people? I know it's hard to judge, but is there any way to gauge how many people there are? I mean, did Trump say 15,000?
The crowd at 15,000, but he has a better vantage point than I do. He's up on the podium with the plane, his 757 jet as the backdrop. And let me tell you something. That was something to see, too, ladies and gentlemen. When Trump arrived here, he flew in and landed and then walked down the steps. Very hard to talk. And the protest is removed by security.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sad to say I've got a break. We heard Donald Trump through the crowd a little bit there. James is overwhelmed with people and noise, doing the best he can. Sam's holding down the fort and studio. You got Bombardier Eddie the Miller and Keith Alexander in the crowd as well. Trump estimates that at about 15,000 people in Memphis, Tennessee, you are listening to live political cesspool radio on Liberty News.
Attention Liberty News radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
I'm Sam Bushman, holding down the fort for James Edwards. I'm in studio. He's live in Memphis, Tennessee, in an airport hangar. Donald Trump is on stage. It is crowded, packed to pack, standing room only. Scoop Stanton just called in and said, hey, man, James is killing it. I don't even want to do my little section of the show today. I'm just going to let James rock and roll. Right before the pause, there was a protester, had a sign that said, make America hate again. And I guess the sign got ripped to shreds by Trump fans. And then I guess the guy got removed, James?
He has been removed by a lynch mob, if you will, but he has been removed officially by either the local security detail or the Secret Service, but he has been ejected.
All right, now Trump's still speaking, the crowd loving it. What's Trump telling us all now?
He is talking about how we never win in trade, and that with him we're going to start winning in trade again. Of course, it's hard for me to actually hear as I'm speaking, but I want to go back and paint a verbal picture here. In this concrete hangar that looks like it was built to protect people in Millington if Cuba was to drop a bomb, his 757 jet illuminated in the background. That just the pageantry here, Sam, the showmanship, the element of entertainment, along with a man whose populism and nationalism has propelled him to almost a hammerlock on the Republican nomination, the people that are here, the enthusiasm. I wish you could hear the crowd as well as I do, because it's just a sight. It's a sight to behold. I don't think I can reiterate that enough.
All right. Now, Trump speaking, you got a ton of media around you as well. They've all got video equipment for television and everything, but you're right, the smack dab in the middle of the mainstream press, huh?
We're right here doing everything that they're doing, and deservedly so. I mean, as an AM radio program, as a member of the press, we have a right to be here also. And but yeah, just to tell you from that end, what I'm looking at, a couple of rows of folding tables filled with laptops and broadcast equipment. They have an elevated platform that is on three different tiers, for cameramen and the anchors. I am about, well, I don't know, 10 feet away from Katie Turk, who is the beat reporter for Trump on NBC and MSNBC. And it looks like she may be live as we speak also. So it's all happening in real time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, last week was one thing. We were kind of monitoring the results as they were announced like everyone else. Right now, we are making the news. We're not making it. Trump's making it, but we are here to report it. You can't get any more live than this. At this very moment, while he's talking, I'm talking, and I'm looking at him about 20 feet away from where I stand, and we're broadcasting all over the country and indeed around the world, thanks to the internet aspect of our radio program. So, hey, this is what we do, and this is why the political festival is an entity worthy of your support. We put ourselves right in the middle of it on behalf of our people and on behalf of our cause and our movement and the ideas that that bring this program to life. And it's a real honor to be able to be here for our listeners this evening.
All right, what I want you to do is hold your phone out about head level and see if we can't get, if you're really quiet, the noise quieting on your phone shuts down, and then we can hear the crowd. Let's see if we can try to hear Donald.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the speaker and do what you said, and we'll see if you can hear anything.
James, mute your phone.
What you just heard was Trump said we can't be led by people anymore, and that got a nice round of applause from the crowd. Did any of that come through?
Yep, it came through a little bit. Try it again.
All right, hang on. Trump saying in that exchange he wants jobs built in this country. He wants to reindustrialize America. He wants to bring and rebuild our manufacturing base. Certainly an audible response from the crowd, but not nearly to the extent that his immigration lines have drawn and some of his other lines where he has been mercilessly ridiculing Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Those seem to get the crowd frenzied to a whole other level.
Right. Now, I find that interesting. You know, that sign really articulates what the Republicans have articulated about Donald Trump. They basically now, even Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio kind of attacking Trump at the same time. They have basically alluded to the fact that he's a charlatan or that he's somehow, you know, not an honest guy. Trump firing back. That's kind of a critical component, too, and it's doing nothing but raising Trump in the polls, James.
Sam, I missed some of that. There are five boys, I would say maybe 10 or 12 years old, with T-shirts, T-R-U-M-P, and the media has gathered around them as if it was the second coming of Christ, and they are going to get their, I guess, 15 minutes of fame tomorrow. But it's great to see them. That's another thing you've seen here tonight, Sam, is the crowd gets back into lots of families, lots of families, lots of young children here. Lots of college students here, people of all age, and they're all having a good time today.
Lots of families in the crowd. It's a peaceful, cheerful atmosphere. Does everybody seem to be getting along? Are people polite and respectful to one another?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, except for with the protest, of course, it is, well, as our audience would know very well, it seems to be one family here tonight, although it's a very big family or a very big reunion. But everybody here that I've met has just been in an incredibly good mood, goodwill and brotherhood amongst all that are in attendance. And I'm going to try to see, I noticed a couple of people that have come up to me today. If we get a couple of political festival fans on here organically to say hello to the audience at some point, if I can get over to where they're at and see if they'd be willing to go on the air. So it's just been. It's been a great experience for me, and he is still going strong here. And I know we're going to be coming up on a commercial break here in just a moment. When we come back after that, as the crowd again letting the voices be heard, maybe an update on polls, Sam, and some of the endorsement Trump has received. I don't know, in the middle of all of the excitement, if I failed to mention earlier that Chris Christie is here, and Chris Christie was the warm-up act. Chris Christie and Donald Trump exited the jet together and he was the first to speak, and he gave us a stem winder in his own right.
So Chris Christie is now traveling with and was on the stage tonight in Memphis, Tennessee, with Donald Trump after his endorsement, right?
And I have, he was. And he was in Texas with him yesterday and in Arkansas earlier today. He is traveling on the Trump jet, Chris Christie is. And he gave a very glowing endorsement. I mean, sugary sweet, almost over the top. I mean, it was just so effusive in his very vocal and demonstrative praise of Donald Trump and why people should be behind Trump. And I think basically what Chris Christie was saying is we need a man. You know, we need somebody who will fight that's not bought, paid for, and owned. And with Trump, he gets the opportunity to have that. Now, we'll see after he gets elected if he'll be everything we hope he will be. But I think he gets the chance that no other person running presented to him.
All right, Chris Christie endorses Donald Trump. That's kind of one of the last guys you would think would endorse Trump, but not only has he endorsed him in absolutely glowing endorsement, but he's now on the travels with him. He's on the road with him, too. That really changes the game for the establishment. You know, you would think Chris Christie's part of the establishment, but this changes the game, doesn't it, James?
Absolutely, Sam. The dam is fractured. And what Chris Christie's endorsement, that is a major endorsement, from a sitting governor of New Jersey. He is in office until 2018, unless he becomes a running mate or a cabinet official in Trump's administration.
And he's on the road for Trump, which means it may give him a position in Trump's cabinet. Who knows what? The political cesspool continues in seconds. James Edwards in the crowd at the Trump rally live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
Help make America great again. Proverbs 29:12 says, "If a ruler listens to falsehoods, all his officials will be wicked." Our rulers have listened to falsehoods for 50 years. The 33rd Psalm states, "Blessed is the nation whom the Lord has chosen as his heritage." God's chosen people in America is fast being replaced by other peoples because of the falsehoods our leaders have listened to for these last 50 years. Falsehoods of diversity is our strength and multiculturalism is good. Donald Trump will stop this dispossession. Join the Trump Super PAC. Call 212-391-1586. That's 212-391-1586, or go to thedailytrump.org. That's thedailytrump.org. Have a blessed day. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to toqonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's toqonline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6399.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. I am proud to be here to endorse Donald Trump for President of the United States. I'm doing this for a number of reasons. First is that Donald and I, along with Melania and Mary Pat, have been friends for over a decade. He has been a good and loyal friend to our family, as we have been to he and his family. And over the years, we've had a lot of wonderful times together, done a lot of good together for not only the people of the state of New Jersey, but for many charities that we've worked with and on together. And I absolutely appreciate him as a person and as a friend. Secondly, I've been on that stage. I've gotten to know all the people on that stage. And there is no one who is better prepared to provide America with the strong leadership that it needs, both at home and around the world, than Donald Trump. He is, looking at the five people on that stage last night, the clear standout, and the person who will do exactly what needs to be done to make America a leader around the world again. He'll provide strong, unequivocal leadership. He will do what needs to be done to protect the American people first and foremost, both in the homeland and in creating jobs for this country. And he will make sure that people around the world know that America keeps its word again. Donald Trump is someone who, when he makes a promise, he keeps it. I've experienced that over my long friendship with him. And what the American people and our allies around the world are going to understand is that Donald Trump is someone who keeps his word, and that means America will keep its word again. Third, there is no doubt in my mind, and I've been saying this right from the time I entered the campaign, that the single most important thing for the Republican Party is to nominate the person who gives us the best chance to beat Hillary Clinton. I can guarantee you that the one person that Hillary and Bill Clinton do not want to see on that stage come next September is Donald Trump. They know how to run the standard political playbook against junior senators and run them around the block. They do not know the playbook with Donald Trump because he is rewriting the playbook. He is rewriting the playbook of American politics because he's providing strong leadership that's not dependent upon the status quo. And so the best person to beat Hillary Clinton in November on that stage last night is undoubtedly Donald Trump. And so I am thrilled to be here this morning to lend my support. I will lend my support between now and November in every way that I can for Donald to help to make this campaign an even better campaign than it's already been, and then to help him do whatever he needs to do to help to make the country everything that we want it to be for our children and grandchildren. He's a good friend. He is a strong and resolute leader. And he is someone who is going to lead the Republican Party to victory in November over Hillary Clinton, which is the single most important thing we can do. So I thank him for his friendship. I thank him for all the kindnesses that we've shared with each other over the years. But more importantly than that, I thank him for leaving the private sector, for seeing that there was a need for strong leadership in this country, and for being willing to step out of the private sector and come and offer himself for public service and for leadership in this country at a time when our party and our nation so desperately needs it. So I'm happy to be on the Trump team, and I look forward to working with him.
Chris Christie on the Trump team, ladies and gentlemen. Since then, he's been to Texas and now to Memphis, Tennessee. He spoke as an opener for Donald Trump tonight. James Edwards in the crowd live. I'm anchoring the show from studio. James is literally 10 feet away from the stage right now. And there's the endorsement. Trump went on to criticize Rubio and say, Rubio, your campaign's virtually over. And so that's a huge endorsement and a game changer, James.
Sam, that was pretty uncanny. What you played was almost word for word what Christie said about an hour ago. And during the commercial break, Trump wrapped up his remarks. He is now working the crowd. He is down on the front line, signing autographs and taking pictures. So I would say from start to finish, he went on a little bit before 6 o'clock Central Time. I would say his remarks are about 40 minutes total. And that, of course, does not include about a 10-minute talk with Chris Christie, who spoke just before Trump. So during the last commercial break, Trump wraps up his remarks, and people are rushing the stage trying to get a handshake or an autograph. So,
and is he going to come over and say anything to the media, do you think? You'll get a chance to be there or what?
I would be surprised. The media is positioned in the middle of the room, and very few people have left yet. So it'd be, for him to be able to get to the media, I guess we'll wait and see. But for him to be able to get to the media, he would have to traverse this crowd, and I just don't see that happening.
Because the number of the people are so large.
That's right. And I don't know if you can hear it now, but they've got music playing, and they've got... I was going to say look like a band on stage, but I think it's just Botox. But they are playing the music, and it's still very much a party-like atmosphere here. On the outskirts of Memphis, Tennessee, all of the anchors, I guess if anybody could turn on MSNBC, I don't know if they're live, but they're certainly at least taping, and I am standing right there in the wings. So... what we're doing in real time on the radio, the networks are doing on television, also in real time, and people still hear.
Now, is Chris Christie in the crowd with Trump, or where did Chris go?
I guess he's still, I did not see him on stage, and I didn't see him retreat to the jet, so I'm guessing he's still down there, but there is no elevation here. It's a concrete slab. And so I don't have the benefit of being able to see through the people and look down on what's going on. It's not like stadium seating where each row is a little bit higher than the one below it. So it's very hard to see exactly what's going on up there. The only thing I can tell you is that Trump is obviously still here because the people are still here. And it looks like people are pushing and shoving, trying to get in the presence of his manifest activity.
All right, one of the key things that are happening right now, Chris Christie then starting to attack Rubio and using his insider status saying, I was on that stage with them. No one will do the job Trump will do. That's a big game changer because Rubio's going to have a hard time because now all the people that supported Chris Christie, even though he bowed out, are going to be supporting Trump. This makes it a lot harder for Rubio and Cruz to play ball. I guess Trump did very well in the, what, Cruz state of Texas? He cruised right on through there, didn't he?
This is the media, or rather the establishment is tracking, and a lot of the people who were always with Trump to some degree are now going to be encouraged and emboldened by people like Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, sitting Republican governor. Governor Paul LePage of Maine came out with his support of Donald Trump, his endorsement of Trump. Congressman Duncan Hunter of California has come out publicly and endorsed Donald Trump. So now you're starting to see, as it looks as though it's inevitable that he'll be the nominee, now you're starting to see sitting governors and congressmen come out in support of him. The Republican Party, what I'm in the middle of tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is history in the making. It very much stands a chance that we could be witnessing a huge reversal in the right direction for the United States of America. And then we were experiencing this together. And if you're tuning in tonight, you're experiencing it in a very personal way, hopefully through what I'm able to report to you this evening. But the Republican Party will forever be changed. If not forever, certainly for the foreseeable future, if and when Donald Trump becomes nominee Trump and then President Trump.
Yeah, let me give you a headline to make the point that you're making, James. This from the New York Times says, inside... the Republican Party's desperate mission to stop Trump, New York Times. Okay, they're talking about indecision and despair. Now, ex-Mexican President Vicente Fox says Trump reminds me of Hitler, CNN. Ahead of Super Tuesday, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz take aim at each other, ABC News. They all are doing their very best to try to derail, but the more they do that, it seems like the more Trump's lead grows.
Well, he can do no wrong, apparently. And to speak of the lead, how much time, approximately, Sam, do we have before the commercial break?
About a minute and a half.
Okay, I'll just give you some quick poll numbers. This comes from our friend Brad Griffin, who was on with us a couple of weeks ago, and he reports this for his website, Occidental Defense. The latest polls illustrate why Cruz and Rubio had no choice but but to attempt to go nuclear on Trump in the most recent debate. They tag teamed him in the debate in Houston a couple of nights ago, but came across like two desperate chihuahuas drifting right. Here's what it stands right now. In Rubio's own state of Florida, where he's a sitting United States senator, Trump leads by 20 points. 20 points in the state of a senator who is running for president. In the SEC primary state, that's Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. According to the Real Clear Politics average, with all of the polls conducted in that region, Trump leads by 17 points. He's up 26 points in Georgia, up 27 points in New Jersey, 18 points in Rhode Island, 20 points in West Virginia. He leads in the north, south, east, and west. He leads with evangelicals, he leads with conservatives, he leads with moderates, he leads with men, he leads with women, all ages, all socioeconomic groups, demographics. He even won the Latino vote, the Hispanic vote in Nevada. Trump carried it. Sam, he's going to be the next president, and we are here broadcasting live, and he's 10 feet away.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards is live in Memphis, Tennessee, at an airport, at an airplane hangar. And I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump's there working the crowd. It's all live for you on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Sam Bushman in studio, James Edwards live in Memphis, Tennessee at an airport airport hangar. The crowd is just absolutely standing room only. Trump just spoke. Chris Christie's there. He endorsed Trump in glowing words, to say the least. Now he's on the campaign trail with Trump. Trump's still working the crowd, James.
He is. It has started to thin out now. I can see the exit at least at this point. And up front near the ropes, still a mass of people as they are trying. I would say it's about still 20 or 30 deep rows of people trying to get some FaceTime with the Donalds. And getting back to what we were talking about a moment ago, Sam.
Before we get there, James, do we know where the Bombardier is, and do we know where Keith Alexander is? They may be close to Trump, too. We might get a line to those guys.
They are not. I see Eddie in the back, and I see Matt the Copperhead in the back. I don't see Keith at this moment, but we are well represented here, our people. And not just with our crew. A lot of fans of the program here in the crowd, too, and I've been talking with them this afternoon and evening.
All right, we'll be able to get more commentary and breakdown from their experiences, too, as the broadcast unfolds, so hang tight for that. Back to what you were saying, you were talking about the polls. You were talking about how well Donald's really doing. Everybody trying to take out the gloves to attack him, but it's not doing any good. It just absolutely widens his lead, James.
Well, it does, and he's blowing out Rubio in Florida, and that's a winner-take-all state. So, but now they don't go until March the 15th. That's a week from Tuesday. But if he wins that, or a couple of weeks now, rather, 2 weeks from Tuesday, if he wins that, it's curtains for Rubio. And even if Ted Cruz manages to eke out a win in his home state of Texas, and if Rubio, I think Rubio might have, was said to have a 1 or 2 point lead in Minnesota, if you can't win one state apiece and somehow become the nominee, some may lose another state or two. But I think he carries way more than 40. But to tell you why he's having this reaction to his candidacy. Pat Buchanan wrote something. I got to find my notes here. Pat Buchanan wrote something today that I think just cut straight to the bone in explaining the allure to Trump, or the allure for Trump to the American people. And Sam, if you can help me. Oh, here it is. This is what Pat Buchanan writes, our good friend. Trump is winning because on immigration, amnesty, securing our border, and staying out of new crusades for democracy, he has tapped into the most powerful current in politics, economic populism, and America First nationalism. Look at the crowds that Trump draws, Buchanan writes. Look at the record turnout in Republican caucuses and primaries. Trump is not only a candidate, he is a messenger from middle America. And the message is, we want to end your policies, and we want to end you. That is Trump's message to the establishment. We could be witnessing history unfold before our very eyes. I did not even read that part that Buchanan wrote, and I said the exact same words just a few minutes ago. And he leads big in Tennessee. Super Tuesday is on Tuesday, 3 days from now, as we broadcast live. And if he wins 80-90% of those states, it's over. I think it's over now. I actually called the race after he won South Carolina, after he won Nevada. I called it. But this is where we stand, and this is the first time we have had a leading contender for the presidency come at you from a populist and nationalist point of view In decades, at least. I mean, certainly Buchanan did that too, but I'm talking about the front run. I mean, you might have to even go back to somebody like Andrew Jackson.
You know, you're right about that, James. What's fascinating is not only have you called that, Drudge on Drudge Report, Matt Drudge called Trump the nominee already.
Well, I think it's inevitable. And I think with the way that the temperament is in this country right now, and you see what's going on in Europe, you see what's going on in Europe, and America's finally starting to catch up in terms of putting their nations first. We want to put this nation first. And nationalism is ascendant in Europe. It's coming on here now, and with it being so embraced by the people who are coming out and delivering all of these victories for Trump, do you think there's any way Hillary Clinton is able to stop that avalanche? I just don't see it. Even if she doesn't have all of that baggage. I mean, she is the literal embodiment of establishment, status, politician. And I just don't see, with the attitude of the country right now, her, of all people, being able to stop the juggernaut. I just don't see it, Sam.
Time will tell. I got a Reuters rolling poll. They call it a Reuters rolling poll. In other words, they take the poll and they take the poll and they take the poll and they update it with the rolling new numbers every time. Here's the latest for you, James. Trump, 44%. Cruz, 20.7%. Rubio, 14%. Nobody else is even on the map, sir. Trump's got more than Rubio and Cruz put together by double digits.
I'm sorry, Sam. One of our people came over.
Here's the deal. 44% on this Reuters rolling poll average. Trump, 44%. Cruz, 22%. Or 20.7%, I'm sorry. And Rubio, 14%. You put the 20.7 and 14% together, Trump has them both beat combined by double digits now.
I have just seen somebody come by with an autographed poster of Donald Trump. But see, and that's my sense. You put those together, he still beats them. And for some reason, I don't understand this thinking. They're saying if one of these people drops out, it's going to infinitely boost the prospects of the other. That's not true at all. Trump will get a lot of the votes if somebody like Ted Cruz dropped out. And I just don't see the math. I don't see the math adding up to anything other than a Trump win in the Republican primary. I just don't see any path forward for any of the other candidates. And I would say that if I wasn't supportive of a lot of the things that Trump's saying, if I wasn't rooting for him, I would say, you know what, guys, we're not going to win it this time like every other year. We're not going to win it. I would say that. But I think I can say with a degree of certainty that this is his. And I hope that he's real. I think we'll find out. I think we'll be given the opportunity to find out if he is just somebody else that's fooling the American electorate, or if he legitimately believes in the things that the average American, middle class, red state American believes in, because they're going to get into presidency.
All right, James, a little bit of late-breaking information. It was obvious. Everybody knew this was going to happen, but Hillary Clinton did win South Carolina for the Democrats.
Right.
Now, I know that's not new news, except for it is breaking. It was known, so it's no surprise, but it is official now is the point.
I forgot they were even competing tonight. It just goes to show, and I'm a political junkie and a political animal. I forgot they were even competing in South Carolina tonight for the Democratic primary. It just goes to show, I guess, how irrelevant Bushy is certainly to our audience. But I think you'll find that in the general election, too. So much baggage. So corrupt, criminally corrupt, Hillary Clinton. And that is if she's not indicted, which I don't think she will be. I think, you know, Obama and the establishment is going to protect her from that. If she was anybody else, I think she would have been. But I want to say another thing about this rally. Great music here tonight. They started amping up the loudspeakers, and it's been all 60s, the kind of music we like to play on the political festival of Valentine's Day or something. We played Uptown Girl by Billy Joel right now. And that feel-good, upbeat music, it's like kerosene to the audience. Everybody in a happy disposition.
How much has the crowd thinned out, James?
I would say about 75% at this point.
Is gone?
It's gone, yeah.
And how many do you think are there right now, then?
Oh, still several thousand.
Okay, so really the truth is then, we don't know if it was 15,000, but we know this. That sucker was packed, and there were thousands of people there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, like I said, I couldn't see the back. Trump, you know, said 15,000, but of course he would. But there was thousands and thousands of people here. And this is a relatively short notice event. I mean, it wasn't even put onto the schedule until midweek.
Understood. Now it's
let me put this into perspective. John Kasich was in Memphis last night, and he was at a Holiday Inn ballroom about the size of the one we held our 10-year anniversary at, Sam.
Which is tiny. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but it would hold several hundred, not thousands.
Exactly. Well, I mean, for a presidential campaign, certainly it's tiny. For an invitation-only event like we had for our biggest supporters, it was great.
Yeah, I'm comparing it to the hangar, though, of Trump. It's tiny.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And Ben Carson, by the way, is supposed to be here tomorrow. Cruz and Rubio, I think, were hitting up Nashville. So everybody making their way through Tennessee. So for people like us who are in the media, And on the radio, it's been a very active week politically in the Volunteer State, but nothing like this. I'm still looking. If anybody, if this was television and not radio, people could see what I see. You would still see a seemingly limitless amount of cell phones, people raising them up, trying to snap pictures. This beautiful 757 airplane, the Trump plane. I mean, that makes a statement. Let me tell you something. When a presidential candidate comes in his own jet, and everybody's seen pictures of this thing, I'm looking at it right now, I can throw a rock and hit it. That leaves an impact.
The crowds are huge, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one almost over. Hour two, we're going to be able to get, I just got a call from the Copperhead. He's walking out of the event. He'll give us an update, and we'll get other people's perspectives, let James kind of reposition. Maybe you can get over there and talk to some people and see what's happening. We'll do it all, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a couple hours left, so the breakdown will be tremendous. There was a big battle between Glenn Beck and Trump, and Trump handed Glenn Beck his head. We've got sound bites from that and more. We'll do it all in just mere seconds. You are listening to the Political Cesspool Radio Program, James, live in Tennessee for the Trump rally. I'm holding down the fort on your radio.